Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Southern River Band, Let It Ride, bringing us in. You know what that means, Ronnie. It's time for the 4WD podcast, driven by Shelter. On socials, the 4WD podcast on Instagram and all of our episodes over on Backchat's YouTube, mate. Welcome back to the table. It feels like we've, first time at the table, actually.
I know. How good is it?
It's nice. I feel like it's getting a little bit more formal, but we've moved from the couches in front of the fridge over to the big dog's table over here, but it's actually a weird feeling to be back in the studio talking about
4WD driving. And you know what? Speaking of formal, I had a bit of a chat to the 4WD podcast, and we've decided to name you Captain Duggo of the 4WD podcast.
It's a young captain then is the 4WD driving world, because I am very, very new to this side of things, but I will be doing
steering a ship.
I will be doing some captaining in my other life, so I'll see if I can transfer some of my skills over in that side to the 4WD podcast and see what we can do with it, but we're not here to talk about me, mate, because we've got something to cover today that's very exciting. It's unique at the moment. I think it's going to become not so unique in the very near future. But first, let's just touch on how you've been going, mate. It's been a while. It feels like we're at a skeleton crew. It's back to the usuals of just Jade and yourself and I. But
yeah,
not just, but you know,
there's not a whole bunch of people walking around us.
There's Rafa's not with us. Jono's not here at the moment.
He's not here eating chilies and pretending they're not hot.
Yeah, we don't have all the other content creators around, so it feels like we're back home. But it's actually it's probably been nice to have a little bit of a break from all the shows, and you've been busy yourself. But
yeah,
how's it been the last few months? The last couple of weeks, really. It hasn't been that long, let's be honest. But
it feels like it's been quite a while, to be honest.
It does.
Look, I don't think... Like, I felt like I was going into a break, and then all of a sudden, I think what we're going to be talking about today happened, and then now I'm just like busy, and Christmas is coming soon, and it's just all happening.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon you must be your own worst nightmare sometimes, just...
Yes.
You must wake up in the morning and go, why did you do that, Ronnie?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. We could cover this. We're going to wrap up this year at some stage, no doubt. Christmas is coming. We've had some great guest interviews come out now on the podcast. We've got some great ones to come, so keep an eye out for those coming up in the future. But, mate, what we're here to talk about is the new 76 Series Land Cruiser that you have just purchased very recently.
Yes.
You've been testing it out. Jaden and I have just had a little cruise around the streets in it for
That's
the first
one way
time.
Of putting it.
Yeah. We're so cruisy, but so not getting in trouble. We were just cruising.
Yeah. Just cruising.
Mate, what came over you?
Mate, so you know my view before.
Yes.
And there's still a little bit of doubts hanging around the new 70 series being a 2.8. I remember when it was first talked about this car coming out, and some people were like, oh, I reckon it's going to be a 2.8. It's got to be a 2.8 because then I'll definitely buy one. This is Chris, cameraman.
Yep.
And I'm like, 2.8? And I was like, mate, you're dreaming. It'll be like the 3.3 litre. And it came out as a 2.8. And I was like, what have they done? And as an auto, what have they done? I was like, nah, never. Yeah. And I've been talking somewhat respectful trash about it since, you know, like, you know, don't want to hamper it down. But after driving it, as I only had it for 2 hours to drive around, I was amazed. It had good pickup. It felt like a 70, but didn't feel like a 70 at the same time, just the way I drove.
Yep.
Look, it's still a farm truck, but that's what I like about it. So it had a little bit more tech, but not too much tech, because the more tech you have, the more stuff can go wrong. And then something just came over me and I was like, you know what? This video is actually going really good on YouTube. I'm really curious about this vehicle. So I can justify buying this vehicle temporarily.
Because that was tough for you to say, wasn't it?
Yes, it was tough for me to say. I can justify buying this vehicle as a risk, calculated risk, because Toyotas don't lose value,
yep.
Especially 70 series. They're hard to get. I managed to find one. I call up the dealership, Newtown Toyota. I said, if you can get me one by next week, I'll take it. If it's after next week, I don't want it because it's going to sit on my mortgage over the Christmas break.
Yep.
So they called me back the next day. There's one coming on a truck from Victoria. I said, put my name on it. Didn't even know what color it was.
That was just bit the bullet and went for it.
Bit of bullet, went for it. Then I went and spoke to the missus.
After. Wow.
I said, by the way, do you trust me with money decisions, yes? And she's like, where's this going? And look, without going a long way around this, yeah, got it through to the finance minister and here it is now.
So I'll ask you then, is there still trust?
Oh, yeah.
In the relationship.
there's still plenty of trust.
Okay,
there,
yeah. Good.
As long as I keep my word.
Yeah.
And get rid of this
car. I think me knowing you a little bit now, I'd back in with this one. But so that initial test drive that you did, which is over on your YouTube channel, did you have Chris with you in that episode?
I did. Test driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was enough for you. And I think by the sounds of it, Chris enjoyed the drive too.
Yeah, he did.
So that was enough for you just to be like, this is something that I need to be a part of. And
it really sparked my curiosity. I was like, wow, I've really ragged on this car in my own mind, not so much publicly.
Yep.
And we've spoken about it a few times on a podcast and I'm like, you know what? The only way to try this out proper, because I was trying to get another one to try, but they're so booked out with test driving. I could only get it for 2 hours and they wouldn't let me take it off road.
Right.
And I was like, well, I want to know about the tire sizes. You know, everyone wants to put 35s on them. So I want to know that. I want to know, what about 33s? And I was like, I can't borrow a car and put tires on it.
Yeah.
And number one, like I'm just breaking all trust things between borrowing cars off dealerships and trying to do stuff because it's hard to get a vehicle, you know? So I was like, the only way to do this is to bloody buy one. And then I'll set it out loud to Jono in the office. And he was laughing and I was like, yeah, I know, it's never going to happen. And then at that moment, I planted the seed in my head and then it obviously grew. And then the opportunity came. Well, I made the opportunity come, really.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah. I just went, you know what, stuff it.
You took the leap. Like, it is a big call.
Yeah. I took the leap and just made it happen. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It's doing really well.
Yeah, I mean, when you rocked up, Jade and I sprinted out the front just to have a look through it, and off air genuinely asked you, are you enjoying the drive? And you said, I think you used the words, you're amazed.
Yeah.
And we're not pumping up Toyota or 70 series. There's nothing to do with them, but I did have a quick drive myself and it is quite an impressive car. It's still got that 70 boxy sort of feel to it.
Definitely farm still truck. Got that. Yeah.
But there's just something about it. And the fact that it makes it so much more accessible being an auto 2.8 litre, you're not chugging through diesel like a V8.
Even my wife said that she would drive that.
That's the thing, yeah. That opens up that whole market too. So,
and I looked at it and I said, well, you drive that. You don't want to drive those. Oh, yeah, but they're too clunky and they're manual, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, so all right.
Yeah. And so what's the plan with it now? Because the big question is, like you say, throwing tyres on it, weight.
So
Jaden's rooftop tent. How do you see that unfolding? Or is that up to you now to you're going to test all that?
It's up to me now. And what I'm going to do first is all the stock testing. I went and upgraded the tyres. So because, you know, I'm notorious for busting stock tyres. So I whacked some razors on it. Yep. So might as well mention it here because Max's do sponsor the show. Yes. So whacked some razors on there, stock size, so I could retain that fuel economy.
Yep. So is that the 265?
It's 265.
Be 16 rim, 60, I think, wasn't it?
16.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're quite small. They're 30 and a half inch.
Yeah,
they're quite small.
Yep.
And that's why I'm like 30 and a half inch up to 35 is a big jump, but it works on a V8, but not sure about auto. So we'll find out. So I have a set of 33s as well, ready to go. So I can bolt them on whenever. But I want to do towing stock tests first. I want to do all these stock tests first before I put a roof rack and other things on it. I don't want to upset the fuel economy and wind resistance data by doing all these things first. So I want to get all that other data first. And I've been collecting heaps already. I've already done 1,100 Ks in it.
Yep.
Well, you guys have just done about 50 Ks in around a block.
Yeah, sorry.
So it's racking up the Ks there. So I'm getting a lot of data. The first tank is a 130 litre tank. 105 litres I used up. The fuel gauge was freaking out saying fill up now because I was on the dunes parking on all different angles and stuff. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't get as many Ks as I thought, but then it was still 25 litres in tank.
Right.
And I got nearly 900 Ks.
Did you really?
Out of that. And it's thrashing the guts out of it too, you know. It's
wow.
Low range. It's on a highway, you know. I'm not babying it around because I want to know the realistic fuel figures, right? 12.5 per 100.
Really?
Yeah. It's all good now, but once we add weight,
That's
when the real thing's going to happen. But I had it off-road yesterday and I'm telling you, that's what blew me away. Not out in the dunes because any car at air can sort of, you know, really be good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is exceptionally well. Out of all the cars I've test driven, that drove the best out in the dunes.
Yeah, right.
Just power and to the ratios and everything. It was just amazing. But but we went from Lancelin in one day out to Mundaring and we just were like, okay, well, we ate that up, so let's do that. And then we ended up at this stage where it's like, I would actually second guess doing this in my Troopy.
Right.
Or my 79. But hey, let's just do it. And then we did it stock and it's like, wow, you know, because that auto is just, it just holds it.
Yeah.
I even stopped and then took off again.
So that's a nice little segue because you spoke about the dunes a little bit there, but you've been up to Mundaring a couple of times as well to test it on the dirt. Tell us a little bit about that, the gearing and stuff that you were talking about earlier on when we just jumped in for a quick cruise.
Yeah. So I know one of the Toyota WA engineers. And he's probably going to listen to this podcast as well. So he contacted me and said, oh, I noticed that you picked up on this and this. You should ask the dealership to look at the bonnet because the bonnet's like wobbly and all that. That was on that video. So there's a bit of an issue there. But then I asked him about the ratios because I couldn't work it out because it's the same motor, same gearbox as the Hilux and the Prado.
Yep.
But it doesn't drive the same, if that makes sense. It's got more power. And it is able to crawl slower. So it turns out that the transfer case is still from a 70 series. That's why you still have that lever. So you still got a mechanical lever to get it into four wheel drive. But the gearbox is obviously different because it's the same as a Prado and the Hilux. But the diff ratios are also different. So they've actually done it proper and thought about it to make this vehicle still be able to crawl to a certain point.
Right.
But to see how well it crawls on bigger tyres, that's still to come.
Yeah, okay. So for me, it's good that it's great that for us now that you've gone and got the 76 because we talk about the beginner to the expert level. So maybe in more of a beginner's term, that ratio, what does that do for me or for those out there that don't know?
Okay, so when I was talking about ratios, there's a couple of different ratios. So one ratio is in a transfer case. That's where you would go from two high to four high.
Okay.
It tells you, okay, you're in four drive, but that's still the same ratio. You're still getting one-to-one drive through the transfer case, no matter if you're two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. When you go to four-wheel drive low, in a 70 series, it goes down to 2.4. So the ratio goes from 1 to 2.4.
Right,
so it slows you down 2.4 times the speed. And that's why when you go max speed in low range, it's not very fast.
Yep.
Okay. But enables you to crawl and stuff. And then there's a final drive. That's your diff ratio. That determines how
how many teeth are on your crown and pinion, which then determines how much your wheels spin. So if you upgrade the size of your tires in some vehicles, you need to also update the crown and pinion, the ratios, so it can handle the bigger tires. So if you put big tires, say on a Hilux N70, often people change those ratios because it can't handle 33s okay. too well off-road, because it takes too much to drive it, because it's more to drive it.
Right.
But if you add more teeth, it's easier to drive it. But then you also slow your top speed down.
Yeah, okay.
But adding bigger tires, you increase your top speed, but it's harder to get there. There's more lag. So you've got to get that right. Yep. And the best way to find out is to go on a forum specific to a vehicle, or go to a diff specialist,
yep.
a transmission specialist, and they can sort of tell you okay. about that.
It's sort of making sense. So if you put the bigger tyres on the 70, the new 76, the 2.8,
you may have to change the ratios. Change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Righto. Well, it's an interesting option. It sort of, you know, I don't fully understand that stuff, but it is making a little bit of sense as to just how that would work and why it would maybe need to be changed over. But it'll be interesting to see.
But on a flip side of this, and I just thought about it now.
Light bulb.
Yeah, light bulb mode. So in the new 70 auto, I believe the ratio was 4.1 something. These numbers will mean something to people who know what I'm talking about. In the old 70, I believe they're 3.9. So you could take the new and put into the old and you will have a better crawl speed, but you'll lose your top end. Might be something for the 79. Anyway, sorry.
Anyone understand that? No, I'm getting there. I am getting there. No, that's interesting, I think. Automatic. Enjoying that part.
Yes.
Cruising around the streets. Four-wheel driving. No, don't worry about the streets, actually.
Yeah.
What's it like having the auto off-road for you, and what the little bits that you've done?
So when I had the Hilux and when I drove other autos, it's like, okay, it's nice. It's a nice change. And I'm like, there's no clutch here. Let's not tell anyone I was looking for a clutch again. But I used to be like, it feels like cheating, you know, like I just put a cheat code in to drive, you know, I like using the stick, and then, you know, you got to think about your foot position and all that. With this vehicle in particular, it feels like an added layer of like cheat codes. It's just phenomenal. The way you can drive this car with that gearbox, the way it's set up, they've obviously set this up to be a farm truck, which means they're not going to think too much about the city driving. They're thinking more about the rural driving and mine sites in particular, and they want slower speeds. But the reason why they still have the V8s is because underground, they have to use the gearing in low range.
Oh, righto.
They can't go with the auto because it's compression and the ratios just don't work out to slow the car enough. It'll go too fast. That's why they still kept the V8s.
Right.
Inside information. It's pretty cool. That's why they still have the V8s. So you can still get them.
Yep.
But back on the auto, this auto is just... The way it's done with all the ratios is fantastic. And the thing with the 2.8, like I was ragging on them too. The thing is, it's a proven engine. The 3.3 litre in the 300 is not a proven engine yet. And there's a few little issues they're having with that too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But we won't go into that because I don't know enough about it. I just know that some are burning oil or something. But the 2.8 is a proven engine.
Yep.
I mean, they had problems with the DPF early on.
Yep.
In the Hiluxes.
It's nice to hear you talk about it this way, because like I said before, there's no sort of royalty stuff going on here with your new car. So
I wish there was.
Oh yeah, Apple, don't we all? Yeah. It's a genuine like review at the moment in your fairly stock 76 2.8 litre. So I think people are getting a really raw, honest opinion here.
Yes,
which is great to hear, and someone that's come from the heavy V8, souped up to the max, stripped it back down to this 2.8 litre. The little Prado, as Jaden calls it. Actually, Jaden, have you got a mic there? You do. I can't see you anymore. I don't even know if you're here anymore.
It's just done
tapping
on
away on the
the man beyond.
He's probably watching the cricket. How do you find it? The 76. You're a 76 V8 owner.
Yeah.
How do you find the hot lap?
It was better than I thought it was going to be. But like I said, when I came in, like, it just doesn't feel like a 70 series.
Yeah.
Like it feels like a auto 200 series or something. Like a it's a Land Cruiser, but it doesn't feel like a 70 series Land Cruiser. Those things are like, I don't know, for me, they're clunky, they're rugged, they're like, they get it done. There's not a lot, I mean, for my car, there's no electronics in it, workmate. But yeah, it just feels too modern and like, just, yeah, not.
Wow.
Not,
that feels
not,
too
it
modern.
It doesn't, it's not 70 series enough, man.
Mate, you did the Nullarbor in my Ranger. We had all the mods and cons in that thing. That's a 2017 model.
It is. That was way more modern. No, I really enjoyed it. I had, it was a great car.
Yeah.
The acceleration is mad.
Yeah, like, it
just
is.
Just the power and everything.
That's way better than the Ranger.
It's insane. But it just, like, it's just the feel. If you want to buy a 70 series, why would you buy that?
Ooh.
That's a question.
Okay, so I have an analogy on this car at this stage. The V8 70 series is like a big bloke who doesn't shave his chest. The 76.
Well, if you don't have any chest hair.
If you, and if you don't, and the
revealing something there, Dougo.
Oh, I don't really.
The 2.8 one is the modern big bloke, but looks after himself, shaves his chest.
The modern 23.
The modern man.
Yeah, yeah.
The man for the 21st century.
The analogy kind of, it works in my head anyway.
Well, like the old 70 series are like lumberjacks and that kind of stuff. But the new 70 series is like city blokes.
I wouldn't say city blokes.
I did though, so.
I would say before, but I'm changing my mind a little bit here.
Well,
For me, sitting in it, it still feels, and I'm not a 70 series owner, and to be honest, I was saying before to you fellas that I still, if I was going to go the 70 series, I'm probably still leaning towards a V8, but I haven't had that experience yet, where you boys have. So for me, I feel like if I had done the V8 thing and I'd scratched that itch like I caught it before, this new 2.8 litre would be hot property. Like that'd probably be the car that I'm chasing, probably in the 79.
Well, you can see what it's done to Ronnie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He has no idea what he's doing anymore. Like, he's got three different cars. He's got to get
rid of. I love it, though. Like, I'm happy to get another auto.
What do you have
to change that top, that black top over there.
Yeah,
Mate,
I love it.
I've had to rethink a whole new range of merch. Like, I can't do manuals versus autos anymore.
Having two V8s and a 2.8, you know, I've had to shave like a third of my chest.
That's good.
Maybe shave a third of your beard. I'd love to see that.
Oh, man. But right in the middle,
eh? One of those ones. Well, that's the other thing.
Oh,
sorry.
No, you go. I was going to change up a little bit.
Well, I'll go first then.
Yeah, go.
Thanks, mate. I was going to say, it doesn't have the raw. Like, the
V8
raw.
That's a good point.
I think,
yes, but not nor like, does the new.
Yeah.
Nor does the new V8.
Really?
Yeah. So, I think you hit a good nail on the head there, because if you still didn't have the DPF, I'd also be like, we need the raw. I will forego all this awesome technology that makes this car actually so much better over having a hairy chest and a V8.
Well, on that, that's what I was going to lean towards, is more shaving maybe more than a third, because the caravan trip, have you been on that yet?
Oh, no.
Mm.
Or are you going on that?
Have you been talking to him?
Oh, we've had a chat.
It might be in the notes.
It might be in the notes.
But have you been on it?
No.
Oh, you haven't been on it.
No,
yet?
That's happening New Year's Eve.
Oh, right. So what are you going to tow the van with?
I'm going to tow it with a 79.
Okay.
I am trying to. I actually tried to do a phone call on the way here. To ask my parts guy. I know a guy in parts who does, you know, looks after me a little bit in price. Yep. Trying to get a tow bar for the 76 because I want to do that tow test, right?
Yep.
So I figured this is a perfect opportunity, but it'll likely be at a 79.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So actually, I'm taking that to the place on Monday. We're going to, like, I'm learning stuff about caravans. I didn't know about the bloody 12-pin point. I'm like, what are you talking about, 12-pin point? We're not in Europe. And he's like, no, then the caravan, some caravans, they have all these other pins. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. I know camper trailers and stuff, and I've got a flat pin. And he's like, oh, you got a flat pin? We better bring your car and we'll sort it out, you know? We've got to sort this out, otherwise you can't tow it.
Yeah, right.
I was like, oh, shit, okay.
There you go.
So I'm going to learn a lot of
here. There's still stuff for you to learn. Might need a caravan podcast.
Yeah, well, are you talking to Sarah and Keelan about this?
Yeah, I know.
After our podcast with them, I've come away thinking.
Keelan hat
you do
on
have
that,
the, yeah. That's nice.
Shout out to them. Hope they're going well.
Well, that's coming out in a few
Yeah.
Few weeks.
Look forward to that episode. One.
That's a Tell bloody you. Good one.
That,
yeah.
That,
but
there's a few things I said in that I probably shouldn't have. I misunderstood the analogy of one of the things.
That is a little bit.
But that was a good, like,
that was awesome.
That went on for a couple of days afterwards. It was a good little Perth four-wheel drive show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was awesome. It's probably my favourite chat with other people so far.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was less about four-wheel driving, more about
everything and anything that popped into Keelan's head. Yeah. But that's what I came away from thinking is, like, Keelan is one of the all-time reversers and caravan drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I've come away, like learning. And then I saw on their socials, they took their caravan down a road or a track that wasn't meant for caravans and managed to slip it through. So maybe it's worth having a chat with them about some caravanning techniques, mate, for you.
Yeah, they do take their caravans.
Considering that you're
places.
Now a caravaner.
Hey, I haven't. I'm totally. Yeah, I can still back out of this. Mrs. won't be happy, but yeah, it's and that's all her fault too, by the way. So, because she already got the she already passed the caravan idea for Shark Bay later in the year.
Oh yeah,
next year. And I was like, yeah, all right, because everyone we're going with has a caravan, and then now everyone we're going with New Year's Eve also has a caravan. So it's like, oh, why would you get a caravan? I was like, oh, for God's sakes. All right.
Another battle on the hands. Some quick fire questions about the 2.8 litre.
Okay.
The 76 is what you're driving. The power haul button.
Oh, yeah.
Explain that to me.
Okay, so the power haul button, what I've learned so far from it, and I should really read the manual because it might tell me some extra stuff, but I haven't done on that one. The power haul button, haul means, you know, obviously we're towing with it and it hauls more power. So when I flick it on, it drops down a gear and it holds the gears longer. So okay. I'm guessing it'll be good for towing, and that's what I want to find out. It works in two-wheel drive high range, four-wheel drive high range. In low range, it doesn't work.
Okay.
It won't activate. I even tried to activate it, then put it in low range, and I was like, damn it.
Yeah, right. It just switches it off.
Yeah. I think it's to do with not overheating the gearbox.
Right.
Because if you're holding the gears and dropping back
already
too much.
Under pressure too much, yeah.
Yeah.
Righto.
But man, that thing goes like a rocket.
Yeah,
like,
well, you gave us a little try at it. Yeah. I didn't know it had it, so it was a nice little surprise.
All I can say is it's a good thing it maxes out in low range at about 40Ks.
Right.
Yeah, because I went up a dune a little bit too fast on one of them. We spoke about it off show before, and some wheels may have come off the ground. And
I did.
The steering was a little crooked.
I did know. I was, it's the first car that I've seen 1,100Ks in that needs a wheel alignment, to be honest. But another one for you. How are you finding the space in the 76 for the family, if you've had a minute?
I haven't had a dog in it yet.
Okay.
But I know the dog's going to fit because it fits in the X-Trail.
Yep.
So it definitely fit in there. Kids have heaps of space.
Yep.
So my 79 is converted to a four-seater and the Troopy is a four-seater.
Yep.
There's actually more room for people in the 76 than there are in those other two vehicles.
Right.
I feel like you're sitting higher, and you mentioned that too.
Yeah, you did.
You felt like you sat higher.
Yeah,
Jay?
I definitely felt like I was sitting higher.
In the back seats as well.
The same. Yeah. It's my 76. Mm. It doesn't feel like they've.
Yeah. You know why we're sitting higher? And I'm going to ask my engineer about this one. I reckon it's because the bonnet's raised.
Yeah, you did say that. I think that's a good shout.
So I reckon that.
You're sitting high. The bonnet's quite high.
It is.
It's very high. And that's another thing in your video was the parts aren't connected to the bonnet and that's why it's vibrating so much.
Yeah, it's vibrating.
What is the go there?
I don't know. Like,
Sorry, Duggo. Hijacked you.
When
76 guy, go for it.
I'll take it back for the 1,000K service, which is already overdue, the 1,000K check-in. And I'm probably the only bloke that will have to change the oils for, but I'll find out then. It, to me, it looks like the glue's come loose.
Yeah, it did look. Yeah, there was that part in your video where it looked like the glue came loose. But also in the engine bay is that little cavity on either side for your wiring and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That is unreal.
It's unreal, but it also looks like an afterthought.
It does look like an afterthought. It looks like they've just kind of put it there and been like, oh, well.
But then it is a farm truck, right?
Yeah.
Everything else is quite crude. So, it's a crude car.
As it should be.
Yeah, as it should be.
And it's a GXL.
Yeah. Look, it's not a complete shaved chest, this car, okay?
It's a half-day growth.
Yeah. handbrake, any better?
Well, the handbrake's going to last longer because there's a park pin now. So, we'll see how long the park pin lasts.
Okay. Righto. Good answer. I like it. The mirrors?
Oh, mate. Fantastic. Fantastic. I actually asked my parts guy who can look after me a little bit.
I think we need to get the parts guy in.
Yeah, we should actually. He's quite knowledgeable with that.
Can we get him on the phone?
Well, he didn't answer on the way here. I think he's probably knocked off, you know. I want to get a pair and I'm going to modify them to fit to the Troopy.
Right.
Because I bought some eBay mirrors for the Troopy and they are dog shit.
Okay.
Are those the ones from the trip across the Nullarbor that we did? Did you have them on?
No. They're the stock ones. Yeah.
Those are shocking.
I know.
Why are they squares?
I don't know.
Like, they're square. You can't see anything.
The 76 has the best mirrors out of all of them.
I know, and I think my mirrors are shocking.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm not going to... I think my mirrors are the worst mirrors in existence. And then I drove yours, and I was like, I genuinely have... I have no vision. I can't see anything.
Yeah.
They're the worst. I'm surprised you don't have more scratches and dents. Because I would. If I was driving that with those mirrors, I'd be...
Well, the mirrors I have now are even worse.
Yeah, they're even worse.
On the Troopy, yeah.
Well, they're just lines?
Well... I can't see anything at the back, so I'm reversing and I can see, okay, there's nothing there. All of a sudden, whoa, there's a car right there, you know? But I'm missing it because I can't see it in the mirror, but I'm missing it by like that much, you know? Jeez. Scares the crap out of you.
There's some terrible mirrors out there.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Toyota's got the worst mirrors.
Possibly. They could possibly have.
Little.
Mine are right.
Yours are just normal mirrors, mate.
Cracked indicator on mine, actually. You know, I might need to see the parts guy.
I think these mirror companies have a lot to thank Toyota for. I think because Toyota making the shittest mirrors ever.
But it's not that hard to make a mirror, is it? Is it like why is it so hard to make a good mirror? Like,
yeah,
I might be looking at you, but I'm asking Ronnie.
Thanks for getting me involved on the mirror chat.
Look, sorry, mate.
I think the mirror thing is because the back end of your car looks, if you had the same color cars as the new 76 out there, you wouldn't be able to tell which is which until you overtake that car. Like the rear hasn't changed for nearly 40 years.
Yeah. I remember you saying that in the video.
Yeah.
The front has on this one.
Yeah. Only the front changes.
The front.
Mm.
Well, do you guys like the front?
Yeah, I'll like the front.
You like the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still deciding on the side-on profile.
The side-on looks a bit weird, but I'm used to it now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't like the bulky...
I saw it on the Troopy thing. And I wasn't sure about it. I saw a side-on profile of the new Troopy bonnet and I'll come around, I think.
Yeah. And then it goes up.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the... Yeah. And when you're driving, actually, it's really bad. The sun... hits that and goes in your face.
Yeah, okay.
So I was climbing a hill yesterday, lifting wheels, and I was like, sun visor down, still blinded.
Yeah, right.
I'm blocking the sun, but I'm still getting it from the bonnet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, well.
Right, sorry for hijacking your quickfire questions.
No. It's good. That was a good quickfire. Obviously,
long fire.
Obviously, a sore point long for the fire. For the 70 series owners.
It's just
mirrors.
Yeah.
Here he goes again. He's going to go again.
No. I'm going to mute my mic. So.
Mirrors. I think we just get Jade a new set of mirrors for Christmas or something.
I think you've forgotten that you're a captain. You can just shut him down.
Yeah. He actually is kind of the captain here. He's the captain.
I'm the coach.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the coach.
I'm just a role player here. Compare your Hilux to your 76 as stock vehicles. This is the last one on the quick fires, and then there's a couple more detailed things I want to go through. But
okay.
Stock Hilux versus stock...
That's a bloody good quickfire question.
Because the price point is probably...
The price point's not too far a gap, to be honest. Yeah. But look, the luxuries in the Hilux are going to be way, way better. Especially if we're talking... We got to compare GXL to SR5 here.
Yep.
Because SR, you're still getting a lot more than you are on a workmate. But SR5, you get heaps. All your windows are auto up and down, all four.
Yep.
You got adaptive cruise control, which means, you know, the radar cruise. It's more comfortable probably in there. You're sitting lower, better fuel economy. It's more of a luxury vehicle compared to a 70 series.
Yep.
The 70 series, off-road wise, 70 series drives way better. Just the gearing and all that.
Yep.
Even on-road, I think, because I've had some time to work out how to do the ratios with this engine and gearbox, because I had it for quite a few years now.
Yep.
There's more power. Like, it's the same power,
but they've worked out how to get more out of it driving wise. Yeah, so I'll say I would like to put both of them next to each other and do a foot to the floor, see which gets to 100 first.
Yeah, righto.
On a racetrack, obviously.
What's your prediction?
I reckon first to 100 will be the 70. That's what I reckon. But I reckon as soon as we hit 110, 120, the Hilux is going to keep going.
Yeah, right.
Because I know the Hilux can go 150 beyond a lot easier.
How do you know that?
private track, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. We have Barbagallo race. Yeah. Like,
yeah. There was no one around. So, I may have been in a different state too.
Yeah, that's of course.
Yeah.
Bit of a stitch up there. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got a few things here that Jaden has
helped. Sorry, actually... have one as well.
Oh, yeah, go.
Do you know the Black Knight 76 you did on Modified not long ago?
Yeah.
Well, a while ago.
Yep.
That held the record for the fastest, like, 76, right?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Are you going to try and beat it?
Well, then you have to tune the absolute crap out of this engine and make it unreliable, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the tune that would have used in that vehicle, he did not cross the Simpson with that tune.
No.
Yeah.
That would have been specific just for that.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah.
It would be cool to have Ronnie Dale, 76 series record holder.
I reckon.
Or whatever record it is.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Jeez.
Imagine the content, mate. Imagine the content.
Oh, we're going to talk to the wife now. Yeah. So if we drop another 88 grand on the motor, and make it unreliable, but I can have a title.
Yeah, that's it. We got the books. What was I going to go with? Oh, yeah. Okay. The GVM.
Yeah.
Out of this.
Yeah, it's upgraded.
Yeah, so I don't really understand that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is how they upgraded it. Did you see those ginormous indicator lights on it?
Oh, yeah. I saw them in the video. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Really?
Mm.
Really?
That's pretty much it. They haven't really done anything else. And I looked at the differential on the 76. So the 76 has a weaker differential than the rest of the 70 series. It's not gusseted. It's not reinforced. And I believe that the one out there is still the same.
Right.
So after the show, actually, I want to climb under your car, Jaden, and just we'll compare girth.
There's just don't judge underneath it. There's a lot of.
Let's not judge anyone underneath. You used to live on the beach, right?
So there's a lot of. I'm just.
I have to cut through all that rugged hair underneath.
Oh, this
is a V8. Yes.
This is killing areas here. it's been a positive review.
It has
the 76 now,
but it's been some
a little bit of there's been some honest stuff as well. But yep. What are probably the big ones if you're going to be a devil's advocate for the 76? What are you sort of pointing towards there for some of the things that maybe going again they'll need to improve?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, yesterday when we did the off-road test, concluded that. I was going to do a conclusion out in the sand for the sand. Then I was going to do a conclusion out at Mundaring because I had in my mind that, okay, this is where I'm impressed out there. That's where I'm going to be not so impressed. I was actually more impressed out at Mundaring than I was over there. And like, I was saying to Jono, mate, I don't know what to do because I don't have many bad things to say about this car. Right. And people are going to think that I'm being biased, but I've bought this car and I'm like, that's why it's so good that I've bought it because people, you just wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So what I will say is when we put bigger tires on it, I'm expecting it to degrade in performance, degrade. And the only way to find out is to do it. And the thing is with these 70s, yes, people buy them for towing and stuff like that. They're still like, even if I show that it is absolute garbage on 35s and stuff like that, if it's that bad, you might not get the wheelers buying them. You just get the sensible people.
Yeah.
And the wheelers, it's a very small minority. Sensible people. When I say sensible, it's like towing, maybe putting 33s and stuff like that on, tourers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I like to put the big stuff on it and go and have some fun. And it does, part of it is because your car looks nice and tough and big and stuff. But at the end of the day, if you want to be sensible, then you don't want to put 35s on it.
Yep.
On any car anyway.
Yep.
And I'm not a sensible person, but I know it's not sensible. So that's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting,
interesting
mindset there.
Yeah.
What about how do we go about getting one? Is there a wait time on these? Are there some available?
I don't think there's too much of a wait time. So the V8s is the trouble, right?
Right.
It's hard to get a V8. And I know there's one in Geraldton for some reason that is a troopy in Geraldton. The only reason I notice is because Chris is looking for a 2.8 troopy that is Sandy Torp. And he had a white one with his name on it, but he didn't want that color. He wants a Sandy Torp.
Yep.
So, you know, some people want their color.
Yeah.
For some reason, there's a V8 up there. And the reason why I'm saying, how is there a V8 up there? If you've been on a waiting list for 2 years or 18 months, those are the people said, I heard this in a grapevine, they will get the V8s honored. But after all those orders have been honored, the V8s are going to stop.
Right.
Yeah. And then it'll just be the 2.8s. The 2.8s, I've heard that some people may have cancelled orders or something because I think they changed their mind. They're waiting to see what happens. Yeah. There's a lot of hearsay going on.
Yep.
And I don't actually know what is true and what's not. The dealerships don't even know really what's going to happen.
Yep.
They don't even know what color the cars are getting and stuff like that, you know? So it's since COVID with all the microchip factory burning and all that stuff, car manufacturer struggled and people they can't get this and they'll try and go to the next one. And then say, for instance, there's a big wait time for Ford and Isuzu. There's all kinds of stuff that's hard to get.
Yep.
There's a lot of waiting lists, yeah.
Yeah, righto. It's interesting. I think I looked around on car sales still doing that stuff the other day and I couldn't find the 2.8 litres anywhere.
Yeah.
But there's all these reviews starting to come out and they're obviously available. You've got one here in the flesh. So
I got lucky. Around.
Yeah, okay.
I think I got lucky.
It is bizarre to be able to do that. And that I don't think that's because of, I'm going to assume that's not because of your Ronnie Dahl, not being a wanker about that. But that was genuinely up for grabs, that car. If someone had a call before you, I'm assuming they would. Like, if I had a call before you, I would have got it.
I'll presume so. Yeah. If you call up a car and you said, I'll buy a car tomorrow, buy a car next week if you can get this car, they're going to be like, this is a sale. I don't have to convince this guy. He wants this car. Yep. Let's try and find one.
Yeah, right.
So, and when I walked in to hand over the bank check and all that, the guy's like, it's not every day you get someone who says, I want to buy that car now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you did all the work for me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what he said to me.
Yep.
And then they asked if I could get a photo with me and I had to decline and I felt like a asshole declining. But the thing is, I had to explain to him, if I take a photo of you guys here, I've just splurged 88 grand on this car. People are going to think that you gave me the car.
Yeah, true.
So it's, you know.
Yep.
That was an interesting
one. Keep that out of the equation.
Yeah. There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff coming out in this podcast. And really, it's like a confession table.
Yeah. It does feel a bit like that, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Being interrogated.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to throw it out to the listeners and the viewers. If you've got one already, or you're looking at buying one, or you're on if there is a wait list, I'm not sure, but touch base with us because it'd be interesting to see what people are doing with them, how they're finding them.
Yeah.
Because the next part of this too is what are the plans for it? So what is obviously the tyres you're going to put them on?
Yeah.
How much are you going to kit this car out? And maybe some viewers and listeners can get some ideas off this too.
Yeah, yeah. So I have thought about that long and hard as well. And end of the day, I'm paying a lot of interest on this car just to do this project.
Yeah.
And look, the project is going well for me as well. So I think that'll probably cancel it out anyway. And as long as I get close to my money back, I'm happy.
Yep.
You know, but I don't know when is, and I don't know which of the three cars, like you could have asked me 2 days ago, I would have said, it's always going to be a 76. Now I'm like, not sure 100%. I'm pretty sure it'll be the 76 I'll sell in 6 months, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy to think. Like,
it is pretty crazy. Yeah. But the thing is, I bought it for my own curiosity, but also for people to, you know, because my channel is an educational channel. And
I was genuinely excited by you buying this vehicle. Like, I genuinely, when I saw it, I was like, no, he hasn't. And you kept it pretty under wraps. And then when I was like, yeah, how good's this? I'm actually going to get to see.
Yeah.
While you test this out for 6 months, it's going to be my decision time. Or, you know, I was saying mine, but it's going to be people's decision time on whether or not.
It pretty much, you know, will be.
Ronnie likes it, I might like it.
Yeah. And hopefully it doesn't turn out to be garbage, because then I can't sell it.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully I don't bin it as well, you know. But
start cutting the lines on Jaden's car and he has to buy it off you.
He'll swap some parts over.
Wow. So, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, true.
But I saw, you're saying about car sales, I did see some, the week leading up to buying it,
yep.
A few things popped up, you know, your phone listens to you or whatever.
Yep.
And a few things popped up and it was saying that... someone was trying to sell one for $138,000.
The new ones?
Yeah, the new ones. And it was the exact same car as the one that I bought. And I was like, wow, who's going to pay that? But you're saying you haven't seen any for a while. So I wonder if someone did buy it, you know, because maybe they are really hard to get. I don't actually know. And that's the funny thing about this car. I think the reason why I'm so curious is I heard about this vehicle, 2.8, that got released when I was heading to the Baxter for this big trip.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't get a chance to process what it was, what it looked like. I didn't pay attention to it.
Yep.
I heard that it had a 2.8. I was like, oh, who gives a shit about that? And then I did this whole trip. I came back and I heard someone else talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy this car and stuff. And I was like, you got rocks in your head, mate. Why do you buy that, you know? And then here I am sitting, I bought one. So it's crazy. And I think that's why my interest was so much as well, because it's like, I actually know so little about this vehicle. I had a high opinion without knowing much. And then now it's sort of, you know,
yep.
My opinion and what it is actually like are completely flipped around.
Yeah.
But again, I keep saying it, I know, but I want to see what it's like with the bigger stuff on it. And how far am I going to go with it? That's going to all depend on how things are going, what people want as well.
Yep.
So
you'll listen to your feedback on your own channel about what do you want to see on this, and
yep.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And even if it's something specific that I want to know about through the Four Drive podcast, definitely let's get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, well, I'd love to know about it myself. So if there's questions to ask, I'd love to just prompt you on them, because
for sure.
I'm intrigued as well.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued by the amount that you're intrigued on this. You know, like you say, your curiosity is really sparked my interest too.
But having driven a car, the V8, for the 10 years, you know, like, it just opens your mind, you know. But and we're just talking about a car, you know. It's pretty crazy. Well, it's pretty crazy what we're talking about for a start, and it's pretty crazy about, like, this is what people think about, though, you know. Yeah. They want to know, and it's crazy how a lot of us four-wheel drivers just get into cars so much, you know. It's probably like, you know, I never understood the racing scene that much. People spend so much in it, but you know, I get it, because it's just, we just do it differently, right?
Yeah.
It's real thoughtful over here.
Yeah, well,
it's true, though.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
About 45 minutes talking about a 76 series Land Cruiser.
That's yeah, 45. I just did a quick time check. Yeah.
Wow.
And now I'm on car sales again. That's why my eyes are... I'm trying to find you money here, but what did pop up was the V8 79 with the new bonnet.
Yeah.
So the scoop's gone...
What's for sale?
Yeah. So the scoop's gone off the V8 as well. It's the same bonnet.
Same.
In the V8.
Here
it is. Oh, no, it's not.
So the way they've done it is underneath... Go. They are channeling through these little plastic. Yeah. Yep.
I know. It looks all right.
Looks all right.
Are they're full-time lights? Did you say they're day?
Yeah, daytime running lights. They're full-time. Yep. They're a pain in the ass when you're trying to film it, because they're constantly like, you got to find the right frame rate, you know, because it annoys me when I see that.
Oh. Speaking of frame rate, that wasn't a clap to stop. exciting times, because I'm in the market for a camera, boys.
Mm.
Yeah.
After hanging out with you blokes for 3 weeks straight, I need to get a camera so I can do my own stuff.
There'll be some photographers listening, I don't know, and back me up here, guys, because I'm suggesting Canon.
Yeah. I'm on the Ronnie train.
Yeah. No. Look.
Photos specific.
Canon, right? But if you're going to do videos as well, Duggo, and I know you're going to do some videos, mate. Because, you know, you're going to start your own Instagram page, just Liam Duggan Travels.
That's what you're for, mate, the forward of a podcast.
Instagram. I'm just, like, Sony is my preference. Because it does, like, from, in my opinion, the best of both worlds for both video and camera. Really great camera.
Like, I took some, like, this is not the photographer. Obviously, you're not a photographer. But I did take some, like, photos that I just took photos of people on the trip. And I was amazed at the quality of that camera and the lens, whatever. I don't know what makes it quality, but certainly wasn't me. So whatever I was holding was making a good picture.
You had some good framing as well.
Whatever that means. Yes, I did.
You framed nicely.
You framed a room nicely. You're like, I think you got an eye for it.
This is cool. Yeah. We're going to be able to talk camera stuff around Duggo now, and you're going to have no idea what we're talking about for a while. But then,
eventually,
pick up on it, and we're going to be having
fun. Why am I always the beginner in all of this? I'm just the guy starting out with everything. But I'm excited by this like photography journey. Like, I've been wanting a good camera for a long time.
Anyone listening, if you know something about cameras, you know something about photography, videography, whatever it is, send in your recommendations on what Duggo should get. What are you looking to spend, mate? Give the listeners some stuff.
It's on my phone.
You need to be on camera sales now.
Yeah. Do you have that? We've got Leadville cameras down the road.
There's another thing here we need to discuss here about the auto and manual here. It also happens in the photography world.
Yes.
Just when you get that camera, just learn in manual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Learn manual. With my driver's license. Yeah. So with my camera license, I'll go in the manual.
Camera license first and then...
I'll write that wrong. Yeah. But no, exciting times. I know I have to spend a little bit on a decent camera. What I didn't realise was the lenses. This is the Forward Drive podcast, by the way, but... You know, this is part of what we all have
around.
To do.
We're looping around.
We're filming this with cameras. So, exactly. But the lenses, far out. Mm. What's a go there? Why are they so expensive?
It's because I did steer towards the L lens of the Canon AR.
Yeah, but the red line, I've been told the red line is the way to go.
Yes, yes. Weatherproof too.
But yeah, that's...
It'll last you for ages, man.
Speak about the finance minister, she doesn't know about that one.
She listens to the podcast, doesn't she?
A big listener.
Yeah.
Big
She's
listener.
Gonna find out on the podcast.
Oh yeah!
Shout out to Lauren.
Probably won't. If I take a really nice photo of her, though, maybe that'll just get it across the line.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, just the Instagram's gonna be so much better, babe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 100%. You've got full time photographer on hand. Hey,
Lauren, it's not like it's an $88,000 car.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
It's a $58,000 camera. Yeah.
She's anyway. wouldn't be far off some of these things.
Back into cars,
and I reckon we'll cap the 70 series there for the moment.
I know we're going to go back,
but we'll be back for sure. Because every time you add something to that, we're going to want to know, and I think everyone else listening will want to know too. But what it is now time for is Around the Tyre Pit, brought to you by Maxxis.
Yes,
and I can't remember what we came up with for Around the Tyre. Well, it was Around the Tyre Pit, which is just genius.
Yeah, Around the Tyre Pit.
That was yours, Jaden.
By Maxxis.
Yeah, Maxxis.
Sponsored by Maxxis. Sponsored by Maxxis.
Magnets.
Jeez.
Magnums.
I'm trying to do so many things over here.
Maxxis.
I need to get you some sound bites for the tires on the rocks going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send through your sound bites.
Yeah.
Speaking of, just for future.
Oh, yeah.
We will be setting up a phone line. So if you want to send in, I know you send in your questions on Instagram and whatever else, you know, we get a few of those. Yep. But anyone listening, if you want to, in the new year, we're going to be setting up a phone line. So if you want to call in and just say anything.
Like a proper phone line.
A proper phone line.
Wow.
Call in, that's say cool. Whatever.
I'm 24/7 on the line. Just
tell us about your trip. Ask Ronnie a question. Ask Captain Duggan a question.
And about photography.
We'll be playing them on the podcast. Yeah. It'll be a new little thing.
Will that be Around the Tyre Pit as well?
It might be.
Maybe.
We're still setting it up, but I'm just giving it a little tease.
Righto.
We'll be having a phone line because we've been receiving a few messages.
Cool.
That's cool.
Well, we're on Maxxis, by the way, the lovely sweater behind you there, Ronnie, the limited edition Maxxis ugly sweater, which I wouldn't call it ugly. I'd call it quite beautiful, actually. $62 on the Maxxis merch store. Just brought that up, and that is a bargain buy. I've had that on before, and it is a quality jumper. So
it's a bit of a Christmas present.
Yeah, it's a nice. Oh,
we're talking Christmas presents.
Well, speaking of Maxxis, I put a this isn't Maxis, but this is tire related. On my trip, got a puncture. Ripped, put this big hole in my tire, and they weren't Maxis tires, which is obviously why it's happened.
Should have bought a Maxis.
Yeah, should have bought Maxis tires. So now I've got to get a whole new set of tires because I'm pretty sure it's unrepairable.
Ooh.
We have a look at it later. What'd you hit? It's on the back. It's just a rock.
You don't want a whole new set of tires. You want a new set of tires.
Yeah.
Get it?
I want a...
Oh, yeah.
Without the hole?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Sorry, dad jokes.
No, get off this podcast.
On Christmas gift ideas, which was going to be part of around the tire pit, wasn't it? So what?
Is there a limit price?
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I've come in too early with that.
No, it's fine. No, well, it was going to happen anyway. So
we're into it now.
Good little segue.
Here we are. Christmas gift ideas.
You've done a video, like everyone's doing videos on it at the moment, which is great. I've used these in the past. So has Lauren, actually, for gifts for myself at Christmas time.
Some are sponsored, give us some are not, though. Just keep that in mind.
What, some are what, sorry?
Some of these videos are sponsored.
Ah, yes. Mm. Good point.
Max's sweater.
Yeah. as I've plugged the Max's sweater. But do go and buy that. It's wicked.
It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
I would...
It's definitely.
I will be buying one, I reckon, for my brother.
It's like a bowl of wine toast and a quiet toast.
Yeah, a quiet taste.
It is a quiet
taste. Both of you have worn that, and I have not. I've not. No one's bought me one yet. So Christmas ideas, boys, please.
All right. There you go. So there's one.
Courtney,
give us two real ones. Two not
price.
As in
two that real is ones. A real one.
Give us two of your best Christmas gift ideas.
Okay.
That you didn't mention on your video.
Oh, that I didn't mention.
And then I want a weird and wacky one.
Can we? Sorry, what did you mention on your video?
Well, these all so the items are put in the video. Some are sponsored items, but I wasn't required to make this video. But they're things that I would suggest to family friends. That is my thing. If I can't do that, I'm not going to talk about it. So, what I do on that one? Well, the army shovel is my favorite, but you can't buy it unless you find it on eBay. So that's a very hard one to get. It was just like camping. Related stuff,
yep.
Like the front runner boxes.
That is a good
lantern, a good torch, like with the magnetic and the red function. If it doesn't have red function, I'm not interested. There's always red light at my campsite. You know, I've got to make money somehow, right? But no, I'm kidding.
well,
he's going.
No, we
what is it about Ronnie? And after 5:30, he just loses his marbles.
Look, there was. I'll put the coffee mocha on there. That's actually a really good one. If you don't want to use a pod machine, because pod machines are, you know, those little coffee mokers, only $40, you know?
Yeah.
And even if it only lasts you a couple of years because it gets really grimy and dirty, you can just clean them up. You could replace it. It's just that rubber seal inside. If there's water in it, you're not going to melt it. It's going to last forever. Look, just camping-related items, I think you can't go wrong with a knife. Every camper loves a good knife. Speaking from a collector.
Knife collector.
So I'm going to say a knife. I'm going to say, flint and steel, like those ferro rods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where do I get them?
That was cool.
So the ones that I got now is the Nebo one. And there is, no, not Nebo one. It's a Zippo. Zippo one. So the Zippo ones, they're not sharp. So you can't cut your finger on them.
Right.
And that's what I like about for the kids. Because the kids like doing that. And when I used to do tag-alongs, I used to stress out because sometimes the kid would put a thumb on top of the blade.
Yep.
Or they'll put the blade on my thing and then ruin my blade.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And it's really rewarding seeing people light fires. Like when you guys were lighting a fire with this thing as well.
Yeah,
you know, we're like these kids, mate.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, it was
sick.
Thanks, Dad.
I mean, every time I light one, it's the same feeling, you know? It's great. So I reckon... That's what I'm going to say. Those are my two items, a knife and one of those strikers.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Like, if you'd rather have just a rod, you can buy them on eBay. I've got a whole pile of them. And I used to make it myself, put them in a stick, and then you get a good knife and then use the back of the knife. That does the trick as well. But if you want one that's safe and nice and neat, yeah.
Would I be able to get something of that note at Go Overland, Go Overlanding? Is that Aaron's store?
Actually. Yeah.
Go camping and overlanding.
I reckon you might, because he's got all like that kind of stuff.
Which is another episode coming out in the near future, which is a good listen.
It's yes.
A very good one, yeah.
Yes.
And a great... I actually went in that week after and said g'day. Missed Azza, but bought some goodies, updated that little pouch on the front of my
The dash?
On the dash, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the dash.
Yeah. It's a cool store.
Never get that. Yeah, it is a cool store. It's awesome in there.
You almost feel like you're camping when you're in
there. You can go mad in there too. give us a weird and wacky one.
A weird and wacky one. Oh, how about you give us two while I think about the weird and wacky one?
I think I've said front runner boxes for every single gift idea.
Are you sponsored by them?
No, I'm not, but I love their gear.
They're very good.
Ooh, that's a good question for me.
I'm thinking over here, you know. Weird.
I didn't actually think you'd ask me back. I was just like, let's just get Ronnie's ideas on this. Quick one. Unprepared answers, gift ideas for Chrissy. I will say a knife, but...
not the same knife Ronnie said.
No, just a different knife.
Just many different ones.
No, I got one of those cleavers. So Harry, I went onto Harry's video of this last year.
Yeah.
And bought the knife, one of the knives that he uses in his cooking videos.
Oh, the cleaver?
Yeah, the big like chunky one. And that is just like...
It's good.
It makes me feel like a chef when I'm using it, and it is unreal.
How good is it for bones though?
Yeah. Just
no effort.
Yeah, that is a ripper. So that's something that I've used from a Christmas gift idea video. And I think going with the same flavour, I want to get into more fight after spending two shows next to Harry cooking. And then what was the other fellow that we were next to in Sydney?
Wildfire?
Yes, Wildfire. Yep. Yeah. So three shows. We were, for some reason, why were we always next to the guys camp
we're getting
cooking.
Smoked out. Yeah, we're not getting smoked food. Out.
Yeah, but I just love the fire cooking. Just the thought of it and the process and actually having perfect for around the tire pit, which was once originally around the fire pit. But yeah, I reckon something to do with fire cooking, not a trivet, but like the tripod thing that you cook
like
on.
Like a good camp oven, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Something along those lines. I keep it cooking base, but
that, go in your car. Sean.
Oh, the travel.
Oh,
buddy.
Oh, the travel buddy.
Yeah,
yeah. Something or road chef wise. Or whatever the other ones are called. Yeah. Because
The best part about the camping that we did, I reckon, was actually the process of. You know, I didn't do a lot. You did most of it. But like that when we had that roast. The roast pork. Where were we? Canalda Homestead.
Yeah. The car graveyard.
Yeah, I just like the whole process of that was just awesome. Just cooking. I mean, that was only on the barbecue, but we cooked on the fire the night before, and
you had the steaks.
Yeah, the cowboy steaks.
Fire,
cowboy.
Something
steaks.
To do
cowboy
with fire steaks. Cooking because I reckon that is such a folk. That's the heart of camping, really.
It is. It brings everyone in
and the cooking.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of hours there to, you know.
Yeah.
Not. Always are we driving till 11 p.m. at night to find camp. So it's kind of like, you know...
In darkness, we find camp.
Yeah. Well, a few good hours.
Harry, I saw a video of Harry that was... He'd done like a recreation of it, but it was the best campfire or the best Outback steak and chips. Ooh. And he had that massive tripod. Do you guys see that video? He went out and it was like this. One of his first videos or one of his first popular videos was like...
Oh, is it an old one?
Chips. No, but yeah, it was an old one, but then he redid it. Oh. He redid it recently, right, and he just went like full on balls to the wall, mad spec. He got this massive steak and he had this massive tripod that's like taller than me, mate. Like I wouldn't have been able to touch the top. Like, it was huge.
I haven't seen that.
It was overkill. And he said it was overkill, but it was unreal. Like that is something because you just hang it over the fire, you cook your steak, it rotates nicely.
When he does food like that, it is phenomenal.
I looked at that and I said, we have to get. Obviously, we're going to get Harry on at some point.
Yeah,
yeah.
But when we do it, we're not doing it in here.
Funny you should say that. I spoke to him today about that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw he was driving the 76 around.
Oh yeah, yeah. Had him in there too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he yeah, he was pretty impressive at.
Yeah.
I said to Harry, whenever we can have a fire next, you know, like legally have a fire.
Yeah.
We'll go somewhere and do some potties there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously, we wouldn't be able to help with any of the cooking really, but cleaning the dishes and stuff, I'm happy to do that for some food, mate.
Oh, mate, paper plates straight in the fire.
Paper plates straight in the fire.
Nah, we do need to do that. But anyway, that's two of the, like, if I'm thinking. What it was kind of what I want or what I wanted. So if I put it out there that way, and just some sort of fire cooking apparatus,
anything fire cooking.
An apparatus. You don't want to spend too much. There's some like
I think like a good Jaffa line's good. Oh, you know what? Everyone,
loves and everyone should own a billy can.
Yeah, you've said that before, actually. Yeah,
you got to have a big, dirty old billy can. Clean on the inside, dirty on the outside.
Dirty old billy can. Yeah.
Dirty old billy can.
Yeah, oh, there you
head
go.
Head torch for me.
What about a weird and wacky one from you?
A weird and wacky one.
Christmas idea.
What do you think? I've got one now.
Go on.
So, oh, yeah, I forgot I didn't even get yours off you.
Yeah, so the other day I was doom scrolling.
What's that mean?
You were just scrolling?
Just scrolling.
You wouldn't know, Duggo, because you don't have social media.
Yeah.
Well, I scroll aimlessly on YouTube at times.
I can see Instagram Captain Duggo coming up.
The skipper.
Well, maybe Captain Auto.
Captain Auto. Oh, you can't talk, mate.
Oh, yeah, I went into that one. Captain Caravan.
Captain Caravan soon, yeah. Captain Caravan, Captain Auto. Co-captains of the 4WD Drive podcast.
Captain Auto and Captain Caravan.
Boys. Well done.
All right. When I was scrolling, this ad popped up, and I've been buying a lot of stuff for the kids leading up to Christmas, and I like buying like stuff that you don't normally get, you don't normally see. So this thing came up. It was like a little magnifying glass for kids, but you could also put slides in it. So it's what do you call them? The microscope? Yeah. That's the word.
I'll be there anyway.
Yeah. It's a portable microscope. But also works as a really good magnifying glass. So you can go up to like an ant and you can like have a really close look. Right. You can go up to like a leaf and not actually see like fungus on the leaf and stuff. And I don't know, the kids are going to froth on that. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, that's my weird and wacky.
That's actually, cool. That's $50. That you wouldn't think about very often.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know those little spinny things that keep flies away? Rotator and they've got the...
Yeah, what are they called?
I don't know what they're called, but that's like... Something shoo,
maybe. Mm. Could be wrong.
Yeah, when I was up in the Pilbara, it seemed to work quite well, actually.
Yeah. I've seen a few of those.
I don't know how it works. If someone can explain how it works, I have no idea, but...
It's just battery operated and it just spins.
Oh, no. How does it keep the flies away, mate?
Well, the flies freak out. They're like, what's that?
Yeah.
But I move and the flies stay on my face.
It's in the Pilbara, mate. Might work up there.
But you're not spinning around really fast.
Ah, so I need to spin around really fast. That's... Yeah. I knew there was something I was doing wrong.
Let's chuck Kylie Minogue on and start spinning around, mate.
This is like your trick to stop seeing the heat lines. Bob your head up and down. Tilt your head to the side.
Yeah. Now we're getting real weird and wacky.
Have you got any more topic questions?
Yes.
Okay. Better fire away because we're going
aren't we? I hope everyone's still tuning in.
That's all
right. After that.
So people on long drives now.
Merry Christmas. Are you still here? Wake up. I put out a post on the Instagram of the 4WD Drive podcast, Sam. What do you want to know about the new 76 series? We had a few responses.
I knew we were back.
Yeah.
So we had to come back in.
Finish here.
This one is from Garndiddy. He wants to know why.
Why?
Yep. Just why.
Just why. I ask myself the same question every morning I wake up now. Why? Just to find out.
That's all he needs.
10 years of curiosity. I just really want to know.
You could have driven mine.
It was a calculated risk and I'm liking it.
I would have given you mine to upgrade and play around with as you want, as long as I get it back.
Oh, okay. So that's a good question for you, Jordan. If I said to you, you have to pick between your car and that car, which would you do?
My car.
Okay. Oh, that answers that one.
But like
Jono eating the chili, a little bit of
a
little bit disappointing in the answer there.
Yeah. it's like what I said before. I just think like the new the fire's gone. I just think the new one is like it just didn't feel as much of a 70 series as what I'm used to.
I like his honesty.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
I still rate it. Like just the little drive around there. Very cool acceleration.
Everyone will have their preference though, won't they?
Why not just get a 200 series or 300 series?
You know what we're gonna do? We'll take him out to. We'll take him out of the Mundaring and we'll pop you in his car.
Or we sit him in the traffic at 4:35 o'clock on the way back to his house down south. Mate,
that's why I just don't drive in traffic.
Every day I do that, mate.
Yeah. We'll put you in the 2.8 litre.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Just see how you go.
Look at his left calf. It's massive.
I know, he's huge.
I've got one like that too, but it sort of hadn't been worked much lately. No, I drove it the other day to be.
You guys.
Would have hurt.
4WD Drive podcast is so nice. This one from the Curry Cruiser. Comparison between the four-cylinder and the Mahindra S11. Does that... That means nothing to
the
me.
The Mahindra S11. That other car that's meant to be the 70 series.
Yeah, the 70 series.
Like for like, yeah.
I've never driven a Mahindra.
Yeah, I've never driven a Mahindra.
Yeah. Ask Rufy.
We might have to come back to that one. Sorry, yeah. Curry Cruiser. Destination four-wheel drive.
Hey.
Rafa, the man.
Yeah, shout out, Rafa. Well done, mate. Is Liam going to buy Rafa. One or what?
Is Liam... Liam is... Liam is now curious. Will I buy one?
Oh, yes.
Liam is now curious, Rafa.
You know what that means, Rafa.
But I love that. I actually love that Ronnie. Well, I said it before, but I love that Ronnie's doing all the research for me.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Thanks, Ronnie.
On the house,
Perth Diesel PDP
on your house, literally.
Yeah, literally.
76 series 2.8 liter versus FJ Cruiser.
Ah, oh, mate.
Who asked that, Trav?
Someone from Perth Diesel. I'm assuming it's Trav, but it could be anyone.
Look, an FJ Cruiser is not a Land Cruiser, so... Yeah. Sorry, Jono.
I mean... But that wasn't...
That wasn't the question.
You know what? We'll take it.
We'll take it? We'll take it as an answer?
We'll take it. Jono won't be happy with it. I just obviously want to, you know...
Yeah,
he's already ducked off on holidays. That bloke, too.
He's going to have to listen out to his holidays.
That is it, boys. Sorry, hold you up there.
Yeah, that's cool. So if you're still on the road right now, guys, maybe pull over and swap drivers because you've been listening for a while.
Couple of laps around the car. Yeah. All right, let's see it out. The 76 review 2.8 liter.
To be continued.
To be continued. Glossing review early though. I'm excited about where this is going.
It is, but I think there may be some weak links coming up.
Yeah, some stuff to come. Southern River Band will see us out. That's the 4-Wheel Drive podcast driven by Shelter. Thanks to Maxis and Shelter, of course. All our episodes over on Backchat's YouTube, 4-Wheel Drive podcast, for your podcast listeners. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.